This audio recording is brought to you by SuccessUltraNow.com and DavidWolf.com. The content of this audio recording is based on the book Amazing Grace by David Wolf and Dr. Nick Good, released by North Atlantic Books and distributed by Random House.
Manawa, now is the moment of power. Fourth principle of Huna. Now is the moment of power. Be here. Strike while the iron is hot. The fourth Huna principle is Manawa. If mana is all power comes from within, what do you suppose Manawa means? What it means is, now is the moment of power. Many people have read Eckhart Tolle's popular book called The Power of Now. Spiritual leaders all over the world seem to be copying each other by telling us from all directions, we've got to get into the moment, into the now. We have heard, be here now. Yet at this point, we know there actually is truly no now. Time is the eternal flow of what is happening. The eternal flow. The eternal flow is a useful concept because of the similarity to flowing water. The most incredible technologies await us as we begin our research into what water really is, how it flows, and what it wants. We will rediscover the levitational free energy water and air technologies known to the Atlanteans by studying the great insights of the Austrian water wizard Victor Schauberger, who gained his technological understanding from watching water flow. Yet at this point, as we understand that time, like water, flows dynamically, we gain a unique perspective. The flow cannot be boxed up or dammed up. It cannot be compartmentalized. Time, like water, enrolls upon itself, swirls, forms eddies, curves, twists, and turns. And in the alchemical mixture of time's flow, the souls of the living are sediments carried for some time and then redeposited back upon the beaches of universal consciousness. Basically, you could be in the flow of what's happening, or you could be caught up in eddies, false identities that can drag you into the depths, stagnate your soul in the muck, and finally dry out and crack. Your goal is to be carried in the very center of the flow for as long and as far as possible. And what happens at the very center of the flow of the river? The flow organizes the water into active regions separated by thin lines of increasing coolness and oiliness. Ormus. The coolest section, that area most in the flow, flows the fastest. The water becomes levitated. It becomes happy. The excitement is high. Destiny comes into vision. Magic becomes palpable. Normal laws break down as the mana swirls in. Being in the flow means you must be flexible in order to stay with it. Flexibility is the first sign of youth. Rigidity or solidification of thought, word, or deed immediately sets one into the distracting eddy currents and beaches the soul. Think about Muhammad Ali, who stayed in the flow by repeatedly using his code words, his mantra, that became as famous as the boxer himself. Everyone knew his mantra. It was, "Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee." And if you remember the way he used to move, unlike any other boxer that's ever trained, he could float around that ring. He was in the flow, and therefore had a magical presence. Being in the flow is not the occasional pastime of the superhero. It is the daily meditation, the goal. How do you know if you're on track? Synchronicities. Little clues from the ethers will tell you. And how do you keep manifesting synchronicities? By following the clues, watching the clues, and researching them like a detective. One must follow up on clue after clue until the surprising conclusions are reached, and then those must be acted upon. This is the essence of how the greatest love story ever told actually evolves. To evolve with the flow, one becomes a master of transformation. Never-ending change is a way of life in today's hyper-paced world. To stay one step ahead of the game, we must master change by accepting it and by embracing it with superhero consciousness. This is from Nick Gerd. All my life I've been living my dreams, overcoming fears and achieving consistently higher and more challenging goals. It all began on the cold and windswept rugby fields of England. As a boy, I lacked physical toughness, self-confidence and belief. I was not a fast runner. I had long skinny legs and not much skill. Rugby is a little like American football without the helmets and pads. The best players are tough, fast and talented. I was consistently told all the way through my rugby career that I was not good enough. This did not stop me, and I went through school into men's teams, winning major competitions, being the youngest player in the most senior teams, captaining my college team, representing my county at the provincial under-23 level. I was part of a record-breaking season in one club's history of 47 games without defeat, and I was a top try scorer myself, while helping to make my wingers record-breaking try scorers. Sometimes I would play 3 full contact games a week and train every night except Tuesday. I went on to play senior first division rugby in Auckland, New Zealand, and the most ferocious competition on earth. I also played in Sydney, Australia, and South Africa. The club I played for in Durban, South Africa, was unbeaten as well. I scored incredible, memorable tries as the Durban team went on to win the Currie Cup and became the top team in the country. It was not just on the rugby field that I overcame inhibitions and lack of ability to achieve. I did it in the boxing ring as well. As an unbeaten amateur boxer in New Zealand, I sparred with some of the best pros in the Southern Hemisphere, including Tony Mundine, the only Australian professional fighter never to be beaten by an Australian. Tony fought for several world titles and was a light heavyweight, and middleweight champion. I boxed him over 3 joyous rounds in Sydney one day after meeting him in a restaurant the night before. It was the day I was leaving Australia for South Africa. I went to his gym in Redfern and had a most glorious tear-up. Boarding the plane to leave Sydney that same afternoon with a fat lip and sore ears, I felt on top of the world. What I learned is that in the middle of a bout or a game, a window opens for a fraction of a second. And if you're in the flow, you can bust through a gap. It's not a decision. It's an instinctive reaction that you witness as you do it. Observation and action become one. Being aware, like a fighter, like a hunter, invites advantageous experience in your life. But if you procrastinate, that window of opportunity will close, and it can snap shut in a fraction of a second. There are opportunities, magical, synchronistic, wondrous opportunities. It's all about being there for those moments, being in the flow. The power of now, revisited. So what of the power of now? The word now, as defined by Common Dictionary, is like an irrational number. Now is always defined in synonyms. There is no now. However, when we define now as the instant of a decision, then the concept becomes useful. Author and success lecturer Og Mandino's phrase, "Do it now, do it now, do it now," suddenly becomes power-filled. Manawa gains mystical levels because it indicates that the decision is the power. Let's reflect on Og Mandino for a moment. This guy was a drunk. He was a bum. He was living on the streets. He had nothing left. He debated suicide, but something else happened instead. Here's his story. One cold, wintry morning in Cleveland, one I shall never forget, I almost took my life. I had passed the window of a dingy pawn shop and paused when I saw, inside on a shelf, a small handgun. Attached to its barrel was a yellow tag, $29. I reached into my pocket and removed three $10 bills, all I had in the world, and I thought, there's the answer to all my problems. I'll buy that gun, get a couple of bullets, and take them back to that dingy room where I'm staying. Then I'll put the bullets in the gun and put the gun to my head and pull the trigger. And I'll never have to face that miserable failure in the mirror again. I don't know what happened next. I joke about it now and say that I was such a spineless individual at that time that I couldn't even muster enough courage to do away with myself. In any event, I didn't buy that gun. As the snow was falling, I turned away from the pawn shop and commenced walking until I eventually found myself inside a public library. It was so warm after the outside chills of November. Ogmandino made a decision, perhaps a subconscious one. He got away from the pawn shop by walking into a public library, and he started reading books on how to make something out of his life. If you go into any dark, cold, ugly industrial city in America, look for the light emanating from a quiet public library. It is there for you. And that library has all those books, all that literature, all the spells, everything you could possibly imagine to transform you from zero to superhero. Gems, jewels, and treasures unbound await you in every single library. And Ogmandino went from the thought of suicide as a drunk in the gutter all the way to being the number one success speaker in the world and author of some of the most popular books ever published in the field of success and personal development. His mantra became, do it now, do it now, do it now. The most powerful actions may be generated by decisions inspired by simple catalysts that arise from the most basic ideas. And it's right here, the catalyst. Do it now, right here with you always. Do it now, do it now, do it now. Do it now. When's the time? Now. What's the best time ever? Now. Going to do it later? No, later never arrives. Right now. Now is the time for action. How many times have we heard, I'm going to do that later? No, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. The decision is made. It is done. This is from Dave Wolf. One of the greatest teachings I ever picked up was from a success book by Tom Hopkins that states his Golden 12 affirmation. I must do the most productive thing possible at every given moment. That simple statement changed my life. Just one sentence. You never know. You can open up one page of a book and that's it. Boom. Nothing is ever the same. You watch one movie, Star Wars, and learn about the Jedi mind trick, using your consciousness under pressure to transform reality, and now everything is different. You can go to one seemingly innocuous raw food weekend retreat, and all of a sudden you come out of there knowing that the highest level of health is possible for everyone. What has happened? You are discovering the power of information. Knowledge and information represent condensed time, condensed experience, condensed distinctions providing clarity about decisions. A book can flip your karma, a movie can alter your destiny, an audio recording can activate your soul. Knowledge and information are content inside our story. This isn't the greatest mathematical equation ever told. This is the greatest love story ever told. Therefore, it must have some darn good intriguing content. Some people are not into doing things now. They are into doing things later. Some are into smoking cannabis on the beach, wasting time and doing nothing. They are totally in alignment with that reality at every level of their consciousness. Instead of decisively doing things now, they typically select mañana, a lovely word that Jack Kerouac suggests means heaven. However, these people are not on the superhero track. It is time to dump them and join a more challenging crowd. Link arms with those who are going to push you to the next level, who uplift your spirits every time they see you and you see them. Meet people who are bigger than you, think bigger, act bigger. By bigger, we mean individuals of lofty consciousness, language, and achievements. Consider the thoughts that are inspired within you while in the presence of such individuals, but make sure they are the real deal. As long as they astonish you with their commitment to love and dedicate their lives to the betterment of themselves and the salvation of the world from ignorance, then they are the real deal. Decisions mean risk. Risk, not security, is the guiding force of winners. Taking huge emotional risks has created the greatest romances. Taking huge financial risks has created every billionaire. Taking huge psychological risks has created every champion. When you select a course, pay attention. Recall the trial and success formula discussed under the Huna principle of Markiya. Number one, know your goals inside and out via review and rewriting. Record your visions, develop in writing the action plans. Number two, take action. Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Use your laser beam focus. Be aware if your actions are bringing you closer or farther away from your goals. Be an objective witness. Be flexible. Enhance your approach until you get the results you're looking for. Learn from your mistakes and adjust your behavior accordingly. Redeem, correct, perfect. Manawa. Now is the moment of power. Now is the best time ever because it is the instant of a decision. Succeed in your mission. Draw up your plan and take massive action. In motions of action, procrastination disappears. Develop and nurture the habit of seizing the moment by making decisions based on feelings in your heart. Listen to the highest voice you can hear. Immerse yourself deep in the sacred heart of the eternal flow, the source of infinite inspirational power, the wellspring of amazing grace. Follow synchronicities into the flow. The power of the eternal flow is capable of wiping our karma clean and activating the expression of an underlying eternal program, our mission, our original song.